Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Well, laminate countertops, they're inexpensive and they can give you the look of natural stone, of course, without the price tag. And they certainly can last a long time, but they aren't quite as durable as stone.
That's right. And the good news is, though, that some of the most typical problems can be repaired. Here to talk about that is Tom Silva, the general contractor for TV's This Old House. Welcome, Tommy.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You know, inadvertently laying down a hot pot or scratching the surface can definitely be one of those sort of, oh no, holy cow.
Absolutely.
In other words that I can't say on the radio moments.
Yeah.
Which is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, how do you get out of those problems? Are those types of things fixable?
In some cases, if the hot pot is down there and it's just bubbled the countertop, you may be able to reheat it. Sounds silly. The hot pot loosened it. Now you've got to reheat it to push it back down. But you've actually got to soften the adhesive underneath. It's a contact adhesive. And sometimes you can actually refasten it if you have a roller. Take out your old roller. You roll in the dough and roll that countertop until it cools down. And sometimes you can refasten it.
Even without getting additional adhesive in there, just to get it to re-stick itself sort of right away.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So this is a sort of you've got to react as it's happening.
You can eat and then heat up the pan again and put it down, but it's smarter to do it right away. Oh my god, I get the roller.
What if you have a physical damage in the countertop? Is there a way to kind of do selective surgery and just replace one chunk of it?
Yeah, you can cut in a cutting board is probably the easiest way if the cutting board is in a good location.
Right. But, so basically, you're essentially cutting out that area of laminate and replacing it with a cutting board.
Yeah, and they have different kinds of cutting boards. You can get a solid surface cutting board. You can get a, what do they call it, like a Pyrex board. You can get a wooden cutting board.
You know what the beautiful thing is about doing that? And somebody else will come into your house the next week and go, wow, I didn't know cutting boards were available.
Idea.
What a great idea.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you get
exactly.
one of those?
Well, all you do is put one of the pans on your countertop that'll ruin it, and then you can cut one in.
Is it sort of done as like a drop-in tray, almost as a drop-in sink would be installed, and then the cutting board sits on top of
it? Yeah, some of them, they have this little metal ring that goes around it, and you put the metal ring in. Some of the cutting boards fit in that little ring, drop it in. You can actually pop it out and flip it over. So when you wear it out, if you're using like a wooden one.
You know, one of the other common things that I've noticed when we first bought our house, we had a lovely Pepto-Bismol pink laminate countertop. And, you know, while we lived with it for a while until we could afford the granite, the edge just kept popping off. And I feel like that's always one of the areas that fails first.
Yeah.
So what can you do to make that sort of either reattach or replace it?
Well, lots of times you can take an edge. It's usually the corner. You're dead right on. It's usually the corner because you're running by that counter and you catch it.
Get stuck on it.
Once you've caught it, you've got to either try to heat it back on with an iron, soften it gently, the glue, and then push it back on with a roller or something firm. And if that doesn't work and you can't get it or you piece is broken out, you're going to have to replace it, and you're going to have to find a piece somewhere in the kitchen, usually beside the stove or the refrigerator or in a dead corner. You can maybe be able to steal a piece right out of that corner and patch it right into that piece that's been damaged.
And you don't use any buffer between the iron and the laminate itself? You don't need like a towel just to prevent further burning?
You got
to
make sure that you don't overheat the iron. You know, you don't, I don't iron clothes, but I mean,
I'm like, I sew full steam, high heat. That's always, I get an iron, I go crazy with it.
Look, you can always go hotter, you know, so start medium.
That's true, exactly.
There,
that's good. Yeah. See, I sew, but I don't iron.
So low heat, no steam, be careful.
Right, you don't need that steam. Right.
Okay. What if you have more minor scratches? Is there such a thing as a scratch filler or a seam
filler? There is. But you know what? I find that they don't really work that great. You know, it's a temporary fix. If you're going to eventually change it, you may be able to do it. But, you know, you can even try those sticks that they use in the wood fillers.
Like the freezer pencils.
Yeah.
They have stain in them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
sometimes, though, that almost just highlights the scratch, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I find a good cookie jar or something like that.
A mixer, sort of large appliance.
A knife, a spoon. Just leave it. Oh, no, I forgot to put that away.
Good advice. Tom Silva from TV's This Old House. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure.
All right, you can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For your local listings and some step-by-step videos on how you can repair a laminate countertop, visit thisoldhouse.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.